Dalad Nissen, Tuesday the 12th of April, Rabbi Michael Scharf, baking matzahs.
Discussing the the subject of baking matzahs, yeah, is a quite a wide subject and entail various parts and steps of the baking. I'm going to try to concentrate on various steps, which is noegea to the baking matzahs until the matzah be'emeser reach the Seder Nacht. The first things which entail the baking matzahs is obviously to have wheat, which we need for the flour, making the flour, and to bake the matzahs. We all know this is a big machlokes of Rishonim. If we need to have for matzahs mitzvah, obviously for matzahs mitzvah, we need to have mishmure lishmo mishas ketzire. So from the time of the harvest, you need to have, it should be shomu kept, that nothing could have happened to the wheat, meaning that no water have ever come to it, or it's good enough b'shas t'chine when you mill it, or even maybe only later on b'shas lisha when you start to make the dough. Interesting, Evan Ezra, last week's Sedra, on Parshas Boy, on the Parshas Achoydesh, the Pasuk said, "Ushmartem et ha-matzois," Evan Ezra called that this Pasuk ne'emar le-doyres. It's been told Ledoires. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told this parsha was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the wheat was long harvested for if one wanted to make matzahs for this particular Pesach, because the wheat will grow only later on during the harvest in the summer, and you can't start b'shoimer the wheat at the time of the Ktzireh. And he says, Neymar Lidoires, because the halacha of Ushmarta Mesamatzois is start already at the time of the harvest, which means it will be the following year in during the harvest. So the first thing is keeping Lechatchila, we're trying to have at least for the Matzah's mitzvah to have Shmura. And that's what we know they are. Two type of flour, especially about the machine matzahs, we have shmura and regular, and the difference is that shmura is mean shmura mishas ketzir at the time of harvest, and the regular it means mishas t'chiner, the time of t'chiner, so you can buy actually regular wheat in a sense. The difference is that b'shas ketzir doesn't really mean that at the time of harvest, you come and just harvest it and then you are careful that no water fell into it. Really, the start of the b'shas ketzir starts before, when is the right time of making the ketzir. So, in the halacha, he said in Simen Tov Samech Zayin, that you need to harvest before the wheat is completely ready. Because once the wheat is completely achieve its full maturity, then it doesn't suck anything from the ground, any water, and it's ready. The lotion in Shulchan Aruch, dogon shebemechuba shenisyavesh, which is completely dry, legamre ve'enzorich liyenike keman demanet bekade domi umekabel chimut im yordu olav geshomi. If it finished absorbing what he need, it stayed, is now waiting for it to be cut, and if rain will come down on it, the water will go into the kernels and it will be nischamet. So that's why we cut before, and when it's still not 100% completely dry, but still need sucking and still have time of the need of this. And this is very quite particular, especially in certain places when it does rain during the summer, so one can need to be very careful, because if you leave it too long, then you have a problem, and if you leave it not enough time and you harvest it before the time, then it would get moldy. So it's quite a unique time during the year. This is from the time, and then obviously you need to be careful that shouldn't be nischamet. This is mishas ktzire. Mishas Trine, although today most of the wheat are sprayed and damped with either steam or water. And during the year, obviously, we're talking about, in order to make flour, you need to separate what the shell, if you want, the last skin, the brown skin of the kernels of the wheat, and to get the maximum white flour which is inside. In order to do that, you either spray it with steam or with warm water, or even just soaking in cold water for even sometimes quite a few hours, just that the separation of the skin with the internal wheat white fiber, when you mill it, automatically get the maximum. So obviously for Pesach, this can cause a problem of chimutz, because if you put some water, obviously you're missing the shmire, but you are causing that this can, the wheat can come up to a chimutz, and therefore obviously all the wheat, mishas, trine, they are not used, they don't use this particular system. One interesting thing is, as far as the trine is concerned, the way today the mills work, once you mill the wheat, basically, you need to separate what they call we call this whole meal, the fiber and the flour themselves. So you go through sieves. When you go through sieve, you separate the two, the brown skin and the white, which result in the white flour. Now, locha is subin and mursan. Now, the subin you are removing and you kept with the flour. Now, today's, because especially in the matzahs, the wheat for the matzahs, once you grind it the first time, you still left with quite a bit of flour attached to the subin, to the skin. So then they sieve it again and they mill it again. So you mill the subin once again, so you get a better result. You're removing, you're extracting much more flour into it. And you do it once or twice or three times, enough what you need, and then you sieve it again until you get your maximum flour, what you can do, what you can achieve. And the interesting aloch in Siman Tov Nun Dalet, en yoitzim loy bepas subin veloy bepas mursen. The aloch says that if one made a dough out of subin, you cannot be yoitze of achilles matzah. And the Mishabur brings the aloch, says aloch beitzim niches chale, that if every flour has subin in it, once you mill it, you have a taruvus, you have a mix of both things. But as long as it's together, you still have the same aloch of flour. But once you separate it, so if you have actually separated, and like today we make whole meal bread all year round, it's not just milled wheat. You do the flour, you separate the subin from the flour, and then you mix it, you blend it back according to the percentage of how much brown you want in the white flour. It's not mamash, like we think that today wholemeal flour, it means it's been grounded and you take it. No, you separate it and then you blend it according to the percentage one wants. So, and what it makes it different today, someone eat wholemeal flour, wholemeal matzahs, and he is quite particular for the exact amount of kazayif he eats. Yeah, there are some people who want to eat and can eat only in particular the shiur achilles pras. Really, one need to eat a little bit more of kazayif, because today the way it's done, the whole meal matzahs are usually separated, the subin from the flour, and then mixed back, and according to a lot of poskim, you need to eat kazayif of the white flour. The Ilu Eshel Avrom here on the spot, and he writes that if when you were milling, you were left with enough flour, maybe it's not considered. Like upon him, this is quite interesting thing that has come out recently, that the way it's done through various milling again, sieving and milling. This is from Agav, according to the Holmim. But all this is negea legambe, preparation of the type of flour for the matzah. Now, into particularly the matzahs, we all know There is two types of matzahs in Klal Yisrael in the last recent years. The machine matzahs and the hand matzahs. So it's a bit difficult to know what to discuss about the baking. But I think we'll try to get a little bit of both of it. If we're talking about the machine matzahs, the flour which is taken and the idea of the machine matzahs is basically the quantity of matzahs which is done. The whole idea of getting a machine matzahs is not because we can't produce by hand, it's more the quantity we can do much, much more. And the first thing which comes along, we know in a mixer by hand, we can handle a kilo of a dough, 1.5 kilo, is aloha of ilchos chale, you're not allowed to bake and to prepare a dough for the matzahs more than a shiur chale. Why in the aloha shed? Because the person do not have enough tfisas yad. It means you cannot hold the whole dough at once, and automatically you will be left, some part of the dough will not be worked on, and it can come to chimutz. Obviously, when we make machine matzahs today, you can make 20, 40 kilos in one mix. So it's like a massive Kenwood, Bosch, whatever mixer when you prepare your dough. But because today with the machinery, you are mixing, you have the koyach of mixing everything together, so it's only a nimen in the poskim. This is not a problem, obviously, even though all the mixing are much bigger than shiur chale. Shiur chale is between 1.5, 3.5 kilo, la chumra, whatever, depend wherever you go. But we're talking about on a mixer between 20 and 40 kilo, and sometimes even bigger, especially if you add the quantity of the water, which is, again, another 20-25%, so it can be quite a lot. But through the mixing, because the power, thus it does not really cause a problem about the sefat of shiur chale. Nevertheless, the dough have a real chiyuv chale because you're baking a bigger shiur. When you bake on the hand matzahs, we always make less than shiur chale, so that's why you need later on tziruf, you are metzarev sal, you are metzarev the two dough together later on after the baking. You put them in a box or with anything to be metzarev. Does only by the hand matzahs, legabe chale, mashenken legabe machine matzahs. Today all the machine matzahs, they're all done with a richtige shiur chale, which need a proper proper afroshes chale. And the difference is, if it's baked in at the soil, for example, you need to take the chale before you do the matzahs, yeah? And mashenken bechutz laoretz, you can do it even later, because in the chutz laoretz, ba'chale shet oichel u'meshaya, mashenken in Eretz Yisrael, you need mechuyev to take the chale beforehand. So it's very important in Eretz Yisrael, you always have one person who stand there, in particular, just his job is to take chale from every mix. So in every 18 minutes, is approximately, you have whatever 10, 12, 15 mix, whatever it is, it depends on the place. You need to have someone who take actually the afroshes chale on everyone. The speed of the way the matzahs is done is exactly the same idea for hand matzahs or machine matzahs. We all know the hand matzahs, you go with the hand rollers, you take a roll, a pin roller, what they call it, I think, and
rolling pin.
And you flatten the matzah, so you start with a little piece of dough, and you're going to flatten more and more and more. The machine does exactly the same thing, only on a bigger scale, bigger quantity. You start with quite a bigger piece of dough, which will go through flattened through rollers. It goes through rollers, and from the rollers gets thinner and thinner until it reaches by the end of the line where you'll have the special roller will make you holes, and the idea of making holes is not just because we want hole in the matzahs. It's because otherwise when the dough, which because it's one piece of flat dough, when it goes in to the oven, you'll have then a shile of nefuchas. It would blow, yeah? So you're making holes into the matzahs, and then the matzah is cut, and then straight into the oven. So the same idea basically, by machine matzahs and hand matzahs. What is the difficulty, especially in the machine matzahs, is the cleaning of all those rollers. When you have a small rolling pin, you take it, you wash it. If it's metal, if it's a table, you go and you wash it, you got everything visible in front of you. And if it's a wooden, you can scrub it with the sandpapers. And you work on it, everyone, they've seen it, and it's much, much easier. Everything is open in front of you. In a machine, today's machine are much more industrially, and therefore you need to make sure that the cleaning is done properly. Why? Because otherwise you're going to have a leftover dough from one 18 minute, which will be mixed in the second gun. Now, and this is quite difficult depending on the type of the rollers of the machines. So, Baruch Hashem, with the years, the technology, the industry is improving, even in the sense that they're trying to make, for example, a roller should be one piece of roller, and it can be, the roller itself can't be mamash removed, but it can be separated, elevated, hydraulically, you can pick it up. And you can have an ad on certain places with cling film, for example, which is today cheap enough to be, if you want, used only once. So there are certain tables, for example, that the master will go on, instead of going on the belt, which the belt needs to be all the time washed and checked, so he will go on like a cling film, and the cling film will just roll up and it'll be used only once, like a disposable a system. And then all the table, all the knives and all the pieces which are used today, you can make in one big piece, nicely prepared, and then it can be removed every 80 minutes to be checked. The main concentration of building a matzah factory, I'm not saying we're going to build a matzah factory, but to understand the issues is the corners and the little places where dough gets stuck. So today, when you got a big mixer, when we look at especially Bosch mixer, where you have the motor the which turn from underneath, you'll see a lot of little corners, which is almost impossible to clean. And for example, if you're taking a Kenwood, for example, you have an opposite. The handle will mix is on top, so the ball stays clean. So this is the first idea when you're talking a machine. Don't make your hand turn from underneath, otherwise you'll have a problem how to clean it. So if you have one massive balls, obviously you have fly from all the sides, so you need to make extractor. So the idea is to make as less corners and pieces which are mechuber, connected one to each other, in one piece, so you can then remove it, and everything removable, you can remove it and checking. Now, during the baking, the dough usually go flat through the rollers. Obviously, many times the dough start to have problem. You need to take it, and one of the issues is rework of dough. Because if, for example, you have a problem, one of the rollers stopped working suddenly, the dough will not go through the rollers. What are you going to do now with dough which coming down the mixer? What are you doing? So you need now to rework, to reuse it. And it's good during the year, but when you're talking about matzahs, you have then an issue of shears. The problem of shears is, the apia aloche is, if one starts working on a dough, really in aloche and shechonor state, if you are working on it, kol hayom kuloi, there's no chimutz on it. You can work on a piece of dough kol hayom kuloi. No balls. The problem is, Shoinim said, that if you have some pieces that you have not worked with it, then those pieces will start to become chomets. And we paskan as shiris mitztarfus, it means that if you had one piece that, for example, was left for a few seconds, for a few minutes, without anyone working on it, and then you started working on it, so you break the chimut in a sense. And later on, this piece was left again. So the question is, the shears few minutes where you had before is mitzaref with the few minutes later on, or we said no, it's a really start of a fresh cheshbon, and then you got a new 18 minutes on that. So it's called shears mitzaref, and we pass the ma'aseh lechatchila zicher as shears is mitzaref. We are mitzaref the shears, and that's why we are very makbid on the 18 minutes. What the idea of 18 minutes is? Because 18 minutes is a shiur chimut, the time where the dough will become chomet. And then, so mainly if you had a piece of dough that was not worked on, from the beginning of the gang of this 18 minutes, and suddenly it appeared just before the end of the 18 minutes. So no one worked on the piece, let's say he was left on the table, and now he went back in it. So as long as he is in the 18 minutes, it's fine, because on the 18 minutes, Chazal knew that the dough cannot become chometz. So even if it went back into the dough, it's fine, it's not become chometz, straight into the oven, it's no issue. But if we are going over the 18 minutes, could well be that a piece which when he started to make the dough was left on the side, and then he came back after 18 minutes, and then he got a little piece of chometz into the dough. This is why we are very makpid on 18 minutes. What is interesting is how you calculate, from when you calculate the 18 minutes. We know, Ba'as bin Adoro Poshut, that calculation of the 18 minutes start when you pour the water in contact with the flour. So when you start the first mix, you put your water into the flour, and then you start mixing until the last matzah goes into the oven. This is when how you calculate the 18 minutes. In other places, they calculate what they call 18 minute mehashulchon, from the table. They take it that the mixing of the dough himself has it's not counted part of the 18 minutes, which in fact you gain between another 4 to 6 minutes, depending on the place. And so then you actually gain, you can do obviously much more matzahs. But the 18 minutes will start only from the time of the table. So there's different places what they do. If you are making 18 minutes from the beginning of the dough, so the whole, you can't mix more than maximum 12 minutes, because by the time you finish mixing the dough, till it arrives into the oven, it takes approximately between 4.5 to 5.5 minutes. So this is exactly the time of the 18 minutes. An oven is one of the most difficult points in baking matzahs, because once you put a matzah in the oven, and this is where you start having issues of chometz, if the oven is not done properly, if the matzah is it's touch or anything like that. Now, in the ovens, when it goes in machine matzahs, in a normal regular hand matzahs, we probably saw usually 90% of the ovens are still the old-fashioned ovens, construct built with bricks and wood and coil inside. Different places have various different wood, which affect the taste of the matzahs themselves. You know, some places, it's all, for example, they use a lot what they call eitz zayis from the olive trees, because they do have a lot, and some will add some eitz rimoin, and different things which will add the taste of the matzah. And we don't have this type in the rest, so we can see a difference in the taste of the finished product. And this is all about the matzah. Matzah is in the oven. The second a matzah enters the oven, you have a danger to become chometz if anyone touches it. Because then if you touch a matzah when it goes into the oven, you are separating the heat, natural heat from the oven onto the matzah, and you're stopping this heat, and you are goyrim chimutz miyad. That's why it's very important when the matzah goes into the oven not to touch nothing at all the matzah until the shear of nikrimu poneo, which is the shear of baked completely, and various shiurim, how do you work on, or how do you know when it is the shiur nikrimu poneo, if it's only from underneath or if it's on top as well. Especially difficulty is in the spelt matzahs, for example, it takes quite long to become nikrimu poneo, but the nature of the flour, and if you leave it a little bit too long, it takes so quickly, suddenly to become brown and to burn. So and from the other side, it's still white, and you can't just take it out because lo nikrimu poneo. So they do a prichodosh, very interesting. A prichodosh give a shear that lag ba bishul, we know machal ben drusoy, which is, this is the shear of the minimum cooking. But the Prichodosh said that even by baking of a matzah, if a matzah have reached kemachel ben drusoy, this is the shear of nikrimu poneo, then that you're allowed to take it out, you're allowed to bring it back into the oven, there's no shaykh anymore chimutz. Although it's stated in the Prichodosh. Today, in the machine, they are even in the hand matzahs today, some of them do have gas ovens as well. Not even in the small backyard, people are making their own matzahs, they have Pesach or so on. But even industrially today, some places, because of the issue of wood, chimneys and all this, they are working with gas. And it's a different way of baking, different taste of the finished product, we're interested. Some of them have combination a little bit of both. Now, the machine matzahs, it's what we call tunnel oven. Tunnel oven, it means that the matzahs comes along and it then drop onto a conveyor belt. Conveyor belt is something which will take in the matzahs from the baking line into the oven. Now, usually the oven are quite long, can be between 20 meter, 30 meter long, and sometimes even longer. Why? For the time, for the matzah will flow through the oven, you'll have heat from top into the bottom to bake it properly, and it will come out on the underside of the oven. And that's what we call a conveyor belt. Most bakery today have what we call a metal mesh conveyor belt, where the matzah will drop onto the belt into the oven. One of the issues that the ovens have, if you see that the belt of the matzah finish in a certain point, and you need to go straight into the oven. Now, if you are if you can imagine yourself that the oven starts straight, millimeters, if centimeters next to this belt, the heat of the oven will go out into the room of baking, and this is one thing that no one wants, because then you have an issue of heating up the dough into the room. So insulation is so important to make sure somewhere that the wall of the oven is mamish, it leaves you a small, tiny gap that just the belt and the matzah can enter the oven, so the heat doesn't go out of the oven. Or there is a different way, that you start the heat of the oven 2 meters down into the oven. So the heat will only be floating around, but not mamash into it. But this is a very controversial thing, because al pi halacha you need to have fire into the oven, that every place where you put your matzah should be roy to be baked completely. So if you are putting it and then you have 2 meters or so, that for the by the time you reach the gas, electric, whatever it is, it's a bit of a controversial thing. And therefore, we need to make sure that the best idea to have, yes, fire, if it's gas or electric, straight from the beginning, but the insulation, especially wall, and the gap between the two, to be very, very in particular. And this is a mumchius in itself. Now, the other issue is in the kfulas, in the oven, these two issues in kfulas. Kfulas is, api halacha, if a place where a matzah was baked, it become a kfula, yeah, of a matzah, then it became, the fire will not penetrate between the two pieces of the matzah, either you got matzah al gabe matzah, or one matzah become a kfula. Then you need to kasher the place where the matzah actually was baked. Why? Because this particular place became chometz. During the baking in the oven, you didn't have fire into it. So the matzah had time to become chometz. So this particular place, you can't put a second matzah onto this place, need to be kosher. So Be'emes is in Chazon Ish, is a bit mistaping, and he said, with today heat in the oven that we have, and we make our matzah so thin, he feels that the fire will go through, and we don't really have what we call really a matzah kfula. Oh, but lechatchila definitely one you need to kasher. So what do you do in those machine matzahs? In the normal hand matzahs, you have open fire. You just take one piece of wood, you put it on the plate where you have a matzah kfula, becomes straight to a libum. On the machine matzahs, what we do is when you have the belt coming back, because it's a belt, would turn around the oven. When it comes out of the oven, you add another few burners underneath the belt, which the belt will go through and thus will become liben on it. Now, obviously, matzahs need to be checked. In Beis Din, the poskim brings along that everyone should check his matzahs before Pesach, because the shaila of kfulas and nefuchas, if it hasn't been done. And this is one of the things which is done, especially in the machine matzahs. Now, we need to think, when we bake matzahs, hand matzahs, in 18 minutes, you'll do 200 matzahs. 500, the big bakery will make 500 matzahs in 18 minutes. On the machine matzahs, the smaller bakeries, I'm talking the industrial small bakery, will range between 4,000 or 5,000 matzah per 18 minutes, yeah, up to, you know, 4 or 5 times this amount per 18 minutes. Now, for someone to stand physically and check every matzah from both sides, it's purely impossible. Impossible. So what you need, don't forget that you have the matzah coming from one side. Even if you had someone standing the whole 18 minutes checking, yes, but what's underneath? You don't see underneath, yeah? You don't have a system that every matzah is turned around upside down. It's true that the matzah then fall onto a conveyor belt which is going to be packed, yeah? But it's impossible to check every matzah. And the poskim, Chakyankev and the poskim mentioned that every person should be nizer and before Pesach, and they are talking not about machine matzahs, they're talking about hundreds of years ago, even about the hand matzahs, one should be checking his matzahs. And because they can zach machen, a piece of kfula, which lechatchile should be taken away before Pesach. So this is a little bit of understanding. Obviously, there are quite a bit into it, so I just know the time. And they have shelf from Shizvizuche, Lechel, Menazivochim, and Apsochim.